Good morning. An I-95 going north in St. Johns County. There's been an early morning crash. It's right around mile marker 307, and we can see on the traffic cams that a wrecker and road rangers are now on the scene there. Partly cloudy today. There's a 1 in 5 chance of rain. The high, it's going to be hot, 98 degrees. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 75. Right now, 72 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Florida state lawmaker is being pressured to step down after his response to a suggestion that gay people should face the death penalty. A new poll finds that most Americans favor allowing immigrants to enter the U.S. based on job skills that will help the economy. And 2020 Democrats go on the attack after Friday's shooting in Virginia.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good Monday morning, 3 minutes after 6 a.m. We are set and ready to go. Roger, I was just looking again for the seatbelt.
Okay. It's going to be a busy morning.
It's going to be a busy morning. Wait till we play some of the clips on for you today and what's been going on. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Let's get to some of the big news here at the beginning of the week. Is Democrats, I mean, it's weird. I read all these news reports. One day it's, say, we don't think we can get impeachment because we realize the Senate's not going to do it. Another day, no, let's go full-blown with the impeachment, even what the Mueller report may or may not have said.
Well, now we have the Mueller report. You've been hearing about it for several days. Here's the Mueller report. See the Mueller report? That's the Mueller report. Now, this is volume one of the Mueller report. Volume one. You should enjoy this. It cost you $35 million.
I love it.
Now, volume one of the Mueller report's 200 pages. Why do they need 200 pages and $35 million to tell us there was no collusion?
Yeah, but Democrats, that's, by the way, radio talk show host Mark Levin. Again, nothing there, no collusion. But now, is that really the investigation part? No, is, again, what was insinuated by Mueller is what they say. But even Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz into the weekend, into Monday, sat back and says, you know, Mueller, you know, if he knew he couldn't indict Trump, then what was the world of even having this circus show?
And if he learned nothing new during the report about the Justice Department regulation or about the Constitution. On day one, he knew he could not indict a sitting president under Justice Department regulations. And so really the question comes up, why did we have a special counsel at all? Why didn't we have a nonpartisan, independent, expert commission looking into Russian efforts to influence our election, which are fact that we now know that the Justice Department and Mueller concluded that the result of this special counsel could not be the indictment of the president?
Yeah, it's a great question. If you knew why, I mean, that was a question I would ask with impeachment to all the House Judiciary Committee members, even on the Democrat side. If you guys knew, you couldn't, according to the law, well, not the law, it's a guideline. According to DOJ guidelines, if you couldn't indict a sitting president, what was the point of even having an investigation? A little humor here. Bill Maher from the show Real Time says, he's all about the impeachment. I mean, it's kind of hysterical listening to some of this. He says, Democrats, look at the recent poll numbers. There was a poll done a few weeks back, NBC, Wall Street Journal, that Republicans, not by much, by a few percentage points, are much more pumped about the 2020 election than the Democrats. And this scares some of the liberal left. He says, Democrats need to stay focused on winning, i.e., let's do impeachment.
Recent polls show that Democrats have lost their enthusiasm edge over Republicans, and it's no wonder. They seem to have shed none of the bad habits that hurt them in recent elections. The identity politics, the purity testing, the petty infighting. Losing to Trump should have jolted them into a higher state of seriousness, but it did not. 23 candidates? That's not a primary, that's an Avengers movie.
It even gets better. Mark says, you know, all of these guys kept flip-flopping on their issues. He goes, I've heard more of them about apologize on the issues they've apologized for than the issues where they currently stand.
All these candidates have to remember one thing. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. You know who said that? Vince Lombardi. And he knew two things Hillary Clinton did not. How to win and where Wisconsin is. Stop apologizing for everything. I know more about what Democratic candidates have apologized for than I know their stance on the issues.
You know, he brings up a great point. I mean, I found out more with I knew the issues that they've apologized for than where they are pro or against on issues of abortion and or guns.
Yeah, it's a big popularity contest. What they're trying to do is get name recognition at this point. You know, where they stand on the issues, for the most part, really isn't the deal. They're trying to attract likability at this point.
Is there room for a moderate in the Republican Party? Is there room for a moderate in the Democratic Party? This, I guess over the weekend, in the several days, there was this California Democratic primary out there. And former, I guess this guy is a former governor, John Lickenhooper, Colorado, I guess his name is.
Okay.
He said that we shouldn't be going down the road of socialism and got booed by all the Democrats in the auditorium.
If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big, progressive goals, socialism is not the answer.
He says socialism is not the answer and gets booed. Listen to this.
One of the worst years for Democrats in a quarter century.
The guy goes, listen, it goes, 2014, Democrats got slaughtered in the U.S. Senate and at the polls. I come from a purple state. I'm a moderate Democrat, and I won.
What in the world alternate universe are we living in right now? In the United States of America, someone cannot speak out against socialism without being booed by the majority of the audience.
Yeah. All right, so enough of that. He goes, if we're not careful, we're going to help re-elect that of President Trump out there.
Do you support American capitalism, and do you think American capitalism is worth defending and fighting for?
Okay, the answer is we are a capitalist country, yes, and you have to work with capitalism, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't make it better.
That's New York Senator Chuck Schumer being asked about capitalism. He says, oh, it needs help. That and AOC.
The proposal that we have adopted and presented to the American public has been overwhelmingly popular, even some with a majority of Republican voters supporting what we're talking about. What we really need to realize that what is happening is that this is an issue of authoritarian regime versus democracy. And in order for him to try to, you know, dissuade or throw people off the scent of the trail, he has to really make and confuse the public.
That's AOC, says the president just tries to use a code word out there of socialism. You know, she claims to be one of those.
Right.
We just got to throw it off. And of course, you got Schumer says, yeah, we got capitalism, but it needs help.
She says he's trying to confuse the public. She sounds like the most confused woman in Washington.
Yeah, she may be. Gun control, many of you know, which took place on Friday, where a disgruntled city employee at Virginia Beach killed 11 people before police fatally shot him. Dwayne Craddock, 40 years old, fired on a municipal building. I guess he was, many of the stories were that he resigned, he was going to be let go. But what's kind of interesting about this is, and you know the media is trying to use some sort of narrative to find out maybe this guy attended the church with the preacher support of that of President Trump. Who knows? But guess what he shot? And this is sad. The story is sad, but I want to talk about the politics behind this. Guess what weapons he used to shoot up 11 individuals at fellow workers?
Oh, my guess would be handguns.
Bingo.
Okay.
Why? Because to the left out there, which they don't seem to realize, that the majority of guns used in killings and crimes are handguns, not AR-15s. They found that he illegally purchased 45 caliber pistols. One of the shooter, you know, he brought them in 2016 and he bought them in 2016, 2018. But now they're trying to focus on, well, he had a suppressor. Kirsten Gillibrand, of course, didn't stop at any of this. Was asked by Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace. Listen, you know, the bottom line is none of these laws would have stopped it. She goes, no. The NRA, this is where we could have stopped it here. Yes, gun control would have stopped any type of this violence. She says, yeah, if we would have stopped the NRA, we probably could have prevented this violence.
Heard the 3 points you specifically made. Having said that, none of them would have prevented what happened in Virginia Beach. This gentleman, he didn't buy an assault weapon. He had two handguns. He bought them legally. So how do you prevent? I understand that all of your plans aren't going to stop all of them. But is there anything you could have done that would have stopped this terrible incident?
Yeah, stop being beholden to the NRA like President Trump is.
Wait a second. What would have stopped the shooting from last Friday? Could you have had anything to stop it? She says yes.
All of them. But Is there anything you could have done that would have stopped this terrible incident?
Yeah, stop being beholden to the NRA like President Trump is. He does President Trump's bidding. Remember after the shooting in Las Vegas, he said, yeah, we're going to ban the bump stocks. Did he ban the bump stocks? No, because the NRA came crashing down and said, don't you dare do any restrictions on our guns around this country. It is such a false choice. The NRA is lying to the American people. It is not about the Second Amendment. It is about gun sales. Be very clear. If you are not supporting the Violence Against Women's Act, it's because...
Wait, can I ask the question?
She's all over the map.
Can I ask a question? Do you think Planned Parenthood is really promoting safe and legal and rare abortions, or is it about making a few bucks? I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to go down that road...
Because you want to make sure an abuser who has a restraining order against him...
I mean, and listen to more of the nonsense she puts out there. Even a questionnaire from the audience was asked about this.
That what would you do differently to reduce the gun violence and the death in America, where all the previous presidents, they tried but failed? More specifically, would your plans have prevented the senseless massacre that happened in Virginia Beach last Friday?
Well, thank you for asking that question, because I can tell you, Americans are feeling ripped apart by the gun death we have seen year after year, month after month, children dying. We need to do something about it. And I think the most outrageous thing that's happened to our democracy is how much fear and division and hate has been spread.
And it's all the NRA's fault. Coming up next, I want to play a clip from Don Lemon from CNN. Ask, hey, what am I going to do about this? He asked Dan Rather. He goes, back in your day, did you have all this violence? Rather says no, which makes me open up to another topic on this issue. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Maybe we should find out whether the shooter had mental illness, what was the problem, a marriage problem, I don't know. But somehow it's the NRA's fault. Then again, if it's not that, maybe it was racism, because that's the only two areas that are to blame. So anyway, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On 995 North in St. Johns County, look out for a crash. Mile marker 307, a wrecker. Road Rangers are on the scene there. On I-10, I-295, and Butler Boulevard, we see no problems.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fullerworn Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, June 8th, at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Columbus Lions at ViStar Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs. To bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post. ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Partly cloudy today with a 1 in 5 chance of rain. Our high will be 98 degrees. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 75. Currently, it's 72 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. 2020 Democrats go on the attack after Friday's shooting in Virginia. New numbers show that Florida is having a physician shortage. And nearly 9 out of 10 illegal aliens recently released into the U.S. are not showing up at court hearings.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
More of the news. I'm your host, Dean. Big statewide story that's been going on. State Representative Mike Hill, who's been on this show plenty of times, a black conservative. By the way, he's also a registered Republican. Now, maybe this might answer a lot of questions, and I don't mean this to be a rude comment, but it's Pensacola. Okay. Pensacola is a very, 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 very conservative town. Well, Pensacola State Representative Mike Hill is coming under fire from Democrats and Republicans. You've seen the Twitter page from the state leaders over the weekend where they're basically, some are suggesting that he needs to resign, step down, apologizing because he was at a town hall. We're going to play the clip here. I was able to get a hold of this clip. As many of you know, I'm usually able to get a hold of this stuff. Where a town hall forum, somebody mentioned about gay people should face the death penalty during a town hall. I guess it was at City Hall. Last week, see if you guys can listen to the audible. They're saying that Hill just chuckled and laughed and almost encouraged this. But listen to the tape because I don't see it there. Clip number 5.
In 1 Corinthians, it says that a man that has an affair with another man will be put to death.
Okay, so the guy says in 1 Corinthians, the Bible says a man that has sex with another man should be put to death.
So is that Old Testament?
And Hill paused and said, well, okay, it says that in the Old Testament. Now, I don't know if that would have been my comeback, but okay, hey.
True.
Can you introduce legislation?
And then somebody says, well, shouldn't we have some sort of legislation? And Hill says,
introduce legislation? Yeah, I wonder how that would go over.
Yeah, and Hill kind of chuckles. He says, well, tell me how that legislation, tell me how that will go over.
Okay. Enough of that stuff.
And so he says, okay, enough of this, kind of like, let's move on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that was done. Now you've got the LGBT community calling for his political head, saying he needs to resign. The Republicans are out there saying he needs to apologize. First off, I don't think the comments from Hill should be recognized. My question would be, who in the world in today's 21st century, you don't have to agree with the LGBT movement and some of the extended rights they want to put out, special rights, but to sit back and insinuate that they all need to be put to death, and then somebody goes, well, hey, and I don't care if it's as a joke, folks. Well, shouldn't we have them sort of type of legislation? And Hill just kind of paused and just said, yeah, good luck with that. See where that goes.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. I would have probably said, well, first off, why are you asking me that question? I mean, I'm not insinuating that maybe Hill should be quicker. I mean, Mike's going to come on later today with us, but
there was no way he could have anticipated that question,
right?
Though. So you know, you don't have a standard response to that kind of thing because he was probably taken aback by it, to be frank with you.
Yeah, I just would have been like, okay. I mean, was this some sort of family forum by a local church town? I don't want to call it a family forum, but sometimes that's what their terminology is used, or some like a group, like a Christian coalition. What I don't know what the setting was, but I don't hear Hill. Hey, let me tell you a joke about gay people being put to death. First off, I don't think the emphasis should be put on Hill. I think the emphasis should be put on, why did this guy come up with the individual gave the question? Why is he even asking that?
Well, you know what? You can't tell people what questions to ask. And, you know, he asked that question. And unfortunately, Hill's being blamed for something that someone else asked because I guess he didn't come out as strongly, you know, in response to it as they would have liked.
Oh, so. Man. FloridaDaily.com got a big article out this week. Florida is facing a major physician shortage. According to the Florida Department of Health's 2018 Physician Workforce Annual Report, approximately over 17% of Florida physicians have reported that they plan to retire within the next 5 years. This is on top. We've heard many of them already retired because of Obamacare and how the government wants to set the prices because doctors can't stay in business because they also have to employ other people. One of the big areas that even the Trump administration has been noticed, this issue that has been publicized in the New York Times, the Orlando Sentinel, also in the Wall Street Journal, is about what is called these no-compete clauses out there, the non-compete policies that are used by large healthcare companies like hospitals or for cancer treatment chains that force physicians to sign these agreements. So if the physician says, hey, I'm not happy. It's like a 2-year agreement, Roger. Okay. We used to see in the old days of radio. That if the physician says, I'm not happy with what's going on here. I want to work another place or start up another, start my own company here to deal with cancer patients. Guess what? According to the law, no. The doctors have every, the big companies, large hospital chains have every right. Once you sign a no-compete clause, you cannot have, and physicians are not able to be allowed as a choice for many consumers out there anymore.
That's very, very interesting that that's done. I thought there was some legislation introduced maybe late last year.
No, it's this year.
It's this year. Okay, yeah, they put an end to that.
Yeah, great point. House Bill H-43, State Representative Ray Rodriguez says his legislation would help because there's a doctor shortage, but also it eliminates, or should I say limits, consumer choice out there for patient access.
Absolutely.
Proponents of the bill say by limiting certain non-compete agreements, the state will be able to stand up against micro-monopolies and undermine patients' access to care. And who can restrict and what can be restricted for doctors to have all this, Roger? Because they say it really hasn't harmed individuals, allowing them more choices out there. This bill would help eliminate that, and it now awaits the signature of Ron DeSantis. By the way, passed unanimously in both houses in the Florida State, Senate as well, Democrats agree with the Republicans.
Cancer is killing people, Ed, and to tell doctors, no, you cannot treat this person, even though they're dying a slow death, you are not allowed to because we have your signature on file. That, I don't think, is right.
Yeah, many of you know, big discussion coming up, of course, in the 2020 elections, how certain groups will have a political impact. Of course, everybody wants to blame the Koch brothers. Everybody wants to blame the NRA. But what about those on the left? The biggest, by the way, producers of campaign donations are, of course, Roger, unions out there.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers unions, AFL-CIO, a lot of government unions out there. But according to Rebecca Friedrich, she was a former school board member union. Remember Friedrichs versus California about last year, the Supreme Court ruled in her favor that, man, we can't be doling out a lot of this union money for candidates, whether you decide to support them or not. We just don't think it's right. She says pretty much not the local unions, but she says government unions overall have just been corrupt.
Strong middle class in this country. So are you just completely anti-union here? Like, would you rather see, in your perfect universe, would you rather see a non-unionized workforce across the board?
I'm actually pro-union.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pro-local union, so or association, professional
right.
association. I'm pro standing together, and of course, a lot of our government agencies, schools in particular, have become incredibly corrupt, and people feel vulnerable if they have to stand alone. I am pro standing together and association. I am anti-corruption. And state and national unions, particularly teachers' unions and other public sector, I'm talking public sector, I'm not talking private sector, public sector unions have become incredibly corrupt. And what you said about they've done some good things, I couldn't agree more. They are riding on their great past when they did some wonderful things, but they literally have become what they used to fight.
I think many people could argue that in many cases out there. And she says that, you know, primarily the local unions are, you know, if you have a local school board union, they're actually okay. But it's the big nationwide unions out there. Mm. And I think that should be much more of an interesting issue addressed. I mean, if you want to go after the NRA for the blaming of all the gun violence, then if kids are not passing in schools where they should be passing, then why don't we just have a blanket system? Let's just blame the teachers' union then.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a lot of
I say that facetiously, but maybe there may be some truth in it, Roger.
That's true. And the problem a lot of people have with it is it seems as if, you know, in many, very many cases, it's not necessarily the outcome of the kids that is the primary focus. It's the job security. Security and advancement of the teachers, they become more important than the kids' education that a lot of people have problems with.
Even Kamala Harris says states like Florida, hey, we need it. When, you know what? Congress needs to ban these right-to-work laws.
The barriers to organized labor, being able to organize and strike, are something that have grown over a period of time, and we need to address that. It has to be about, for example, banning right-to-work laws.
Got to ban all those right-to-work laws. Of course, when it comes to the issue of immigration, big issue, illegal immigration, illegal border crossings, now even the left and news publications like the Washington Post have said, hey, guess what? There's a crisis going on. Remember, President Trump came out a few weeks back and said when it came to legal immigration, which should all be done on merit-based. But according to a Harris, I always love reporting with these guys because they always do a lot of daily polls out there. But according to a Hill Harris X poll, the U.S. right now currently gives preference to applicants being sponsored by a family member over other immigrants when it comes to certain categories out there. The president says that he wants to abolish that, modify it, and do something where it's more based on merit-based, you know, whether you have a job skill or not. But according to the majority of those out there, 44 to 50-plus percent said that they want a system that would place equal weight on family reunification and immigrants. 31%, so about 60 to 70%, when you add those two numbers, or 31% of respondents say that they favor laws who could help immigrants, and immigrants should only come into this country that could help out the economy. TheHill.com.
We wanted to know what Americans think about this hot button topic. Who should get preference to be admitted to the U.S. as legal residents, legal immigrants? People who have relatives already living in the U.S., people who have job skills that can help the country, both equally or neither. Found a 44% plurality of voters believe both groups, people with relatives already living in the U.S. and those who have job skills that can help the U.S., should be equally given preference to be admitted to the country.
So it should be more based on merit-based. Not a little redundant there. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 27 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
In St. Johns County, I-95 North, mile marker 307, a crash now being cleared up. It looks like a road ranger is still on the scene, but it looks like the wrecker may have already left. Not a lot of backup there right now.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Partly cloudy today with a 1 in 5 chance of rain. It's going to be hot. 98 degrees the high. This evening, the low drops to 75. And currently it is 75 here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
We got another big gathering coming up here in about 2 weeks. We're going to give you some information where Roger and myself will be. At least I know I will be. Roger will probably be sleeping in. Coming up as a big benefit. We'll give you all this information coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
69.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. President Trump's in Britain this morning for his state visit. It's only the third such honor for an American president. The trip could be overshadowed by Brexit turmoil in Britain and a political feud with London's mayor. On board the trip across the Atlantic, the president unleashed a Twitter tirade against London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Congress returns to Washington today from its Memorial Day break, with talk of impeachment continuing to swirl among some Democrats. But Ohio's Jim Jordan says it's important to remember that Special Counsel Robert Mueller did not find the evidence to find the president guilty of any wrongdoing. The House is also this week expected to finally take up and pass that stalled disaster aid bill and send it to the president's desk. Police in Virginia Beach have yet to find a specific motive for the deadly shooting in Virginia Beach Friday that killed 12, although there are reports that the gunman had faced some disciplinary action. More details at SRN News.
Currently, no accidents, no backups, and no broken down cars on the major highways. 95 looks okay. 295, 10, and Butler Boulevard are all problem free. Partly cloudy today. There's about a 20% chance of rain. The high will be 98. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 75. And currently, it is 75 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll finds that most Americans favor allowing immigrants to enter the U.S. based on job skills that will help the economy. 2020 Democrats go on the attack after Friday's shooting in Virginia. And a Florida state lawmaker is being pressured to step down for his response to a suggestion that gay people should face the death penalty.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So coming up on Saturday, June the 15th, usually I'm out every weekend with, you know, just trying to get away or what, I don't know. But I'm going to be in town coming up, that's right before Father's Day, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, Father's Day is the 16th. The 16th, yes.
Okay, so there's something about, it's called Father Mo's Best 500. It's coming up Saturday, June 15th at a Tools for Time. We talk radio, WBOB. A dad gets to drive one of those burly mowers. Explain it to people, to burly mower.
Well, it's a riding lawnmower.
Right.
And, you know, guys, we have to mow the lawn or pay someone to do it.
I mean, That's what I do.
But a lot of guys like to do it. And the riding lawnmower is just so cool because you actually get to drive it. And there's a race. They take the blade off, and then there's an obstacle course you go through, and the dad who comes in first gets to take that riding lawnmower home.
Why do I don't have the times. What time does it start on that day?
We'll get there at around maybe 10, 11 o'clock, but you have to register in advance if you'd like to race. So
Yeah. Just
go to our website, WBOB.com, sign up, and you get all the details
and
there.
And by the way, you can win the lawnmower and other things there at Tools for Time, which is located, on St. Augustine Road?
St. Augustine Road, just off of I-295 in Mandarin, just a little north of the interstate there. And a lot of families are going to be there. Sonny's Barbecue is going to be catering. There will be a bounce house for the kids. The entire staff will be there. You get a chance to meet me and Ed in person, take selfies.
It's going to be great. We're having a good time.
Typically,
it's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the runner-up prize is a push lawnmower, and there are other prizes as well. So we look forward to it.
Yeah, so sign up at WBOB.com. It's going to be great. I'm going to be out there June the 15th along with Roger, kind of a laid-back legacy. Yeah, and it's going to be hot. But folks, when we're giving away free Sonny's Barbecue and free food, we're not talking like the little appetizers. We're talking a lot of good things out there. And you can win gift prizes and lawnmowers. Come on out. Love to meet many of you. Just come out for a little bit. Again, just register to win at WBOB.com. Let's continue on more with the news. The Department of Homeland Security. Oh, boy. Nearly 9 in 10 illegal aliens that are recently released in the U.S. Okay, remember, hey, asylum? Okay, fine. Here's a court order. You got to be there. Guess what? Are not showing up at the court hearings. Again, that's according to the Department of Homeland Security. And so the president says, listen, I don't understand what's all these things going on here. He wants to chase it and do something about it. Of course, the immigration procedures and the laws are all wrong. It's basically an act against a human right.
The status of our legal documented path. It is completely unjust. And so the whole legal system right now and the way that the president is choosing to administer and grind all of the agencies to a halt that process legal forms of immigration is forcing people into the shadows, and he is creating undocumented populations in the United States.
Really? But that's been going on years before President then Trump became president. It's been happening for many years. That's Alexandria Cortez that said these procedures are dead wrong. But how were they dead wrong? Again, 9 out of 10 illegal aliens that are you're told you've got to be up at a court hearing are not showing up.
Yeah.
Well, if they're not showing up, and we find out, according to the Washington Post and also the Department of Homeland Security, that 80%+ or more of those that are applying for asylum are not worthy from what they claim that they're applying for asylum.
Exactly. That may be why they're not showing up, to be frank with you. I'm thinking maybe we need to have, you know, work with Mexico, set up a U.S. immigration court on the Mexican side of the border. That way, if they don't show up, at least they're not in America.
Yeah, or maybe the tariff issue may be working. You saw what happened on last Friday. Of course, what took place in Virginia Beach, where, and again, it was just so sad, 11 people were killed. 6 other people were wounded in the shooting, which included a police officer who wore a bulletproof vest that saved his life. Dwayne Craddock, who was 40 years old, I guess whether he was laid off or he was fired, however the news may be reported, he was a disgruntled employee who opened up fire at a municipal building in Virginia Beach on Friday. The police found 2 legally purchased 45 caliber pistols at the scene. The police said that one pistol had a suppressor out there. Investigators found more weapons in the gunman's home. Kronik was a certified professional engineer, worked in the utilities department for 15 years out there. But then again, there's too much violence going on out there. And according to the Democrat Mississippi representative, Benny Thompson says gun access is just too easy.
The access to guns, the continued easy access to guns, is a problem in this country. The fact that people with certain illnesses, mental illnesses, can still get guns. Background checks are not enforced in certain areas. And obviously, individuals who have mental illnesses can get guns.
But all right, no problem. You want to address the mental illness situation we've talked about on this radio show since last year with Nicholas Cruz, who is truly mentally unstable, and about whether or not what laws you have to pass. That'll be an interesting debate. But the other question, too much easy access to gun. Yeah, listen to this one little clip part right here again. Clip number five.
This story happens all...
Not that one. I want to get to that one with Dan Rather here. Listen to this right here again one more time.
Country, the fact that people with certain illnesses, mental illnesses, can still get guns. Background checks are not enforced in certain areas.
Okay, first off, what background checks are not being enforced in certain areas? How is that a problem with the NRA? How is that a problem with some of the other areas with the gun manufacturers? Everybody wants to sue them.
And the NRA has supported background checks.
Yeah, well, who doesn't support an instant background check?
So why is he saying the NRA doesn't want this?
Well, no. Well, a lot of them are saying the NRA is the fault for the gun violence.
Oh, okay.
But he says the reason why we need all of these background checks, we already have some that are not being enforced. Well, if they're not being enforced, what makes you think that the new ones are going to be enforced then?
Exactly.
You know, here's an interesting clip. Listen to this. Don Lemon from CNN had Dan Rather on with him, I think it was Friday night or over the weekend. He asked him about, Rather, of course, is a big-time liberal. By the way, he's one of the founding fathers of fake news. Remember George W. Bush?
That's right.
You know, with the National Guard and all the other stuff here. It was Louisiana or Texas National Guard. Anyway, listen, but there's an interesting, if you read between the lines, like Democrats did with Mueller last week, allow us to read between the lines this week. Gun violence, when you was asked by Don Lemon from CNN, Don Lemon, says, hey, did you have this back in the day? You know, they're trying to set up the question about more gun control. Rather says, no, we really did not have, because it was starting to kick in. But he says, all the gun violence that you see today, we didn't have it back when I was a news reporter.
Let me talk to you about this, because you have had a long and storied career. And just, you didn't cover these shootings to this frequency when you were...
Not with this frequency.
Okay, so let's...
Events such as Virginia Tech was happening.
Right.
It was beginning, but not with the frequency we've had in recent years.
Okay, stop it right there. That opens up. I was thinking about this last night as I was listening to this clip.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. He says, Rather says, no, even when Rather was a reporter in the 80s, okay, he says, we didn't have this frequency of all these gun shootings and gun violence, which opens up an interesting comment. Then why do you have more than, let's say, today? Than you had, Dan, when you were a reporter.
Yeah, that's a question he probably doesn't have the answer to. I was thinking, let's go back further than the 80s. Of course, you and I weren't born yet, but...
That's right. That's right.
Dan Rather, he became a national household name...
JFK.
...during the JFK assassination,
right,
which was gun violence.
Right.
To say that there was no gun violence back when he was getting started...
But Roger, yeah. If you read between... I don't think you have to read between the lines here, mm-hmm, for a second. Think about this, folks. Those of you listening right now, I mean, what's the first thing... Maybe you don't want to answer this, Roger. It's always a trivia question for the audience out there. But when you listen to the question one more time, just right here, just kind of interesting about, hey, Dan, you didn't have this gun violence back when you were a reporter compared to what we have today. Listen to this just part one more time.
This, because you have had a long and storied career. And just, you didn't cover these shootings to this frequency when you were...
Not with this frequency.
Okay, so let's...
Events such as Virginia Tech was happening.
Right.
It was beginning, but not with the frequency we've had.
Okay, when you hear that, well, wait a second. If it wasn't as bad as when you were a reporter, Dan, all the way back into the 80s compared to today, folks, that kind of segues into another discussion. The question is, then, why is it worse today than it was 30 years ago? Yeah. Now you can go ahead and answer that one.
Yeah,
right?
It was a question that Don Lemon didn't ask, and it was one of
the... No, it's a question he did ask.
He did
didn't
ask.
Follow, I mean, but
he didn't answer it, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, but no,
it's
but
Rather, not new.
Rather goes, he goes, it's not new, but we didn't have it as bad. See, to me, the question would be, then as a follow-up, then why is it worse today than it was 30 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what Rather had to say.
This story happens all too often. And the fact that we haven't done anything really to come to grips with it is despicable, is the only word that comes to mind. And it speaks to our lack of honor and patriotism in this sense. This is a national health epidemic. And can you imagine, Don, what it would be of instead of guns, we had an outbreak of an Ebola epidemic. Mm-hmm. We, the public, we, the people, and our political representatives would be behaving in a completely different
way. So Rather says, can you imagine if we have an Ebola epidemic in this country? Mm-hmm. Politicians would be addressing it big time. But he says, gun violence is a national epidemic, but we're not addressing it. Or maybe it's we're not addressing it the way that the liberals want it addressed. By the way, can I ask a question? If you really wanted to deal with diseases that come over in this country, what about the reports we've talked about how many diseases come over with illegal aliens? TB and other areas out there, flu epidemics. So maybe we aren't really taking a look at this. But then again, if this was this national epidemic out there, he says when it comes to gun violence, listen, is it a national epidemic? Why not have this conversation? I'll find, I'll treat it that way.
Right.
But if you treat it that way, why not, if you wanted to go look at all of the avenues of dealing with it, why is it that the only one that they want to deal with it is more about restricting guns?
Right, and blaming the National Rifle Association.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Roger comes on this radio show, and I think he brings some valid points. It's always open. He and I may differ in minor, but he says if we have a problem with schools and disciplinary problems based on family functions, then maybe we should, if you want to look back at the reason why somebody committed a crime, I don't have a problem looking at their social economic background, but when somebody's 30 or 40 or 50 years old and they commit a crime, I don't think there's a need to go back 30 years later to find out how maybe they watched the wrong sort of movie out there.
Exactly. And this guy, I guess he's, what, 40, 50 years old, you know, goes on a homicidal rampage. Apparently he liked his job a whole lot working for the government. That probably is a mental illness in and of itself.
Economy is doing so well, but listen to Democrat New York Representative Gregory Meeks. Obama has put everybody on the right track right now. You're making more money, it's because of Obama. Trump wants to destroy it all.
Look, this president inherited an economy that was moving in the right direction. He should thank his soul that it was Barack Obama who put it together. He's doing everything in his power to try to destroy that. And if he continues in the direction, as we've seen, you know, we begin to lose jobs again. Because remember, when Barack Obama came in, we were losing 700,000 jobs a month. Mm-hmm. Now we've had so many months of consecutively growth.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. Couple questions. Physician doctor shortage. We've talked about it a few moments ago. Doctors are not allowed to have open access for even the patients. I mean, there's a lot of limit out there with, I mean, it is an Obamacare of what the doctors can do when it comes to doctor shortage. We have a story up this morning at floridadaily.com where there is a major doctor shortage taking place here in the state of Florida. And a lot of it revolves around non-compete clauses out there. For example, let's say, and I'm not picking on any of these groups out there, I'm using this as an example. Let's say Baptist Health or St. Vincent's. A lot of those people that work there listening to this morning show here. If you work as a doctor, some of the individuals are saying, some of the state housemakers, that we have to do something with it, that a doctor signs a no-compete clause, so within a matter of time, 6 months to a year, he or she cannot start up their own practice, or he or she that may be disgruntled can go work for another company out there. And what does that do? People say, yeah, I'm happy with my doctor. No, you get a new doctor because we put a non-compete policy where the doctor cannot administer you at another place because of that.
And Tallahassee's taking notes saying that, you know what, we need as many doctors as we can.
So is that a wise move? Well, what do you guys think about, I mean, it's kind of like non-disclosure agreements out there, some yay, some nay, but non-compete policies. How many of y'all have it where you work? And is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? 831-0600. Also, the shooting that took place in Virginia Beach last Friday, 11 people were killed. What is the narrative, if you had a look at it, that should be addressed with this case and a few others that's not being addressed by the media and or by the Democrats? 831-0600, 831-0600 out there. And also, is there a difference between your local union or government union than the national unions? What's the difference between the two? 831-0600. Always loving hearing from you here in the morning show. 46 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk radio WBOB.
On Butler Boulevard going east at Hodges, there's a broken down car. You'll see it on the right side of the highway, I-95 north at 8th Street. We're seeing backup there. And 10 east, right around McDuff Avenue, more backup there.
Looking to jumpstart your career? If you're 18 or older with a high school diploma or GED and a valid driver's license, you're invited to attend the upcoming Healthcare Career Fair at Northeast Florida State Hospital in McClenny on Tuesday, June 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Positions are also available for nursing assistants. This is your chance to enjoy all the benefits of being a state of Florida employee, including great benefits like healthcare and 36 paid days off a year. Come find out more by attending the Healthcare Career Fair Tuesday, June 4th at Northeast Florida State Hospital in McClenny. Call 904-330-2708 for more info or visit jobs.myflorida.com. That's jobs.myflorida.com. Healthcare Career Fair, Tuesday, June 4th, 9 a.m. at Northeast Florida State Hospital in McClenny. 7487 Highway 121 South, McClenny. It's more than a job. It's a future.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Will President Trump be able to stop Robert Mueller from testifying? Did Bill Barr really lie to Congress? And who really started Russiagate? Andy McCarthy will join me in studio to give you all of those answers on the next America First with me, Dr. G. We'll also speak to Boris Epstein about the clown car of 2020 Democrat candidates and also my Salem Radio colleague, Eric Metaxas, about his new national TV show.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights, 6 till 9 p.m. on WBOB.
Partly cloudy today and a 1 in 5 chance of rain. It's going to be hot, the high 98 this evening. Partly cloudy with the low of 75. Right now, it is 75 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Nearly 9 in 10 illegal aliens recently released into the U.S. are not showing up to court hearings. 2020 Democrats go on the attack after Friday's shooting in Virginia. And new numbers show that Florida is having a physician shortage.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Democracy is how much fear and division and hate has been spread. I think the NRA is the worst organization in this country for doing exactly that. They care more about their profits than the American people.
That's Kirsten Gillibrand, senator from New York, was on a town hall meeting last night with Fox News. It was asked a question about the gun violence. 11 people killed last Friday at Virginia Beach by a disgruntled city municipal employee. And Gillibrand says it's all blamed at the NRA. They're too busy trying to make a buck. Well, who isn't making a buck, number one? What about Planned Parenthood out there? But it's all the NRA's fault, according to the Democrats.
They care more about selling guns to someone on the terror watch list or someone with grave mental illness.
Really?
Or someone who has a...
There's a terror watch list?
Is that exactly accurate,
That's
though?
Not accurate. Does There's a no-fly list maybe she could be talking about.
And not only that, does the NRA actually sell guns?
No.
I think
maybe through with the magazine you can buy a gun, but okay. So I think it's mostly on maybe through one of their vendors.
Violent criminal background, they're against universal background checks. They're even against ending the Violence Against Women's Act. And so I will do three things as president. First, I will make sure we have universal background checks. Second, I will make sure we ban the bump stocks.
Oh yeah.
The large magazines. The assault rifles, the military-style weapons. I will make sure we have a federal anti-trafficking law And once we get money out of politics, the NRA will end its chokehold on members of Congress who have no courage.
Hey, well, the unions end their chokehold on members of Congress. How about Planned Parenthood? Are they in their chokehold on members of Congress as well? Just kind of curious on that, because they think all the, well, listen, if you don't want the dollar and the dimes from these groups, just don't take it.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Will the unions end their chokehold on Congress? That's a good question.
Yeah, on that one as well out there. So let me ask this question here. If you want to blame the NRA, just tell me at 831-0600. If anybody's to be blamed for the shooting last Friday, who would you blame, number one? Number two, how is the NRA to be blamed? Number three, so let's say, because I'm already going to go ahead and get the emails, ed@wbob.com. I've already got the emails coming this morning. Here's one from Ralphie. Hey, Ed, I think Gillibrand is exactly correct. You and Roger, all you big supporters of the Second Amendment and the NRA. My question is why should somebody have two nicely 45s? Why should somebody have all of these clips that you can put all these rounds in? Here's one from Jennifer. She says, you know, with after this gun violence last week, you guys talk about now putting guns in schools. Do you still go along with that idea, Ed? Here's one from Charlie. He says, why is it? What is the need for people to own these semi-automatic, automatic handguns? Why is it people need to own an AR-15? Here's one from Donald. He says, you know what, Ed? We possibly could have stopped this type of shooting last week if we just would not allow certain guns on the market. So there you go, folks. I'm already getting emails this morning out there. So let me ask this at 831-0600, 831-0600. When I have those out there that are saying that, hey, and let me ask you this way. When you listen to those out there that say, hey, why should somebody have a weapon of war, number one? Number two, when you hear those out there, the gun control advocates and liberals say, number two, why should we have all these high-powered magazine rifles? Okay, rifles. Why should we have all these magazines where you can fit, instead of 9 bullets, you can fit 15 of them? Why should you be allowed to have that? That's what the emails are coming in this morning. Here's a couple more here. Let me see the clips. Why should you be allowed to have a certain type of gun? So let me ask this. How does that question, when they try to use a shooting or a mass shooting, or what you saw in Virginia that took place Friday evening, or what we saw down in Parkland, Florida last February of 2018, how did those questions resemble what took place with the other shootings? Do they actually have a correlation there?
Are there any similarities to what you're asking?
That's a great point, yes.
When you look at Stoneman Douglas and what happened in South Florida, that was a mentally ill, terribly disturbed individual. And who was a young person, there possibly could have been some mental illness going on in Virginia as well.
But this is kind of a trick question. At 831-0600. When the left says, like I'm already getting emails this morning, when the left comes out and says, hey, why should you be able to have all these clips and carry more than 10, 11 bullets? How do you answer that? Or, hey, why is it someone should be allowed to have a certain type of handgun? Or why is it somebody should have more than one gun? Why is it that somebody should be able to have a, quote, weapon of war? When it comes to what they want to somehow combine it together with a mass shooting, okay, with a mass shooting, how do you answer those questions? 831-0600, 831-0600. I kind of have my own answer, but I'd like to hear from you. All of this coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you're at I-295 going south at St. Augustine Road, look out for a broken down car there. 295 south at St. Augustine Road's ramp, an accident, that same location where the right lane is blocked. And I-10 east at Lane Avenue, we are seeing backup there this morning.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. The quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. CopyFax offers easy document management to store and back up all of your business files. CopyFax is the only local distributor for the Samsung product line and services the full HP printer fleet. Your choice for multifunction office management. Update and simplify today. 904-296-1600 and online at CopyFax.com. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuchman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
lose.
Get
a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Partly cloudy today with a 20% chance of rain. It's going to be hot, the high 98 this evening, the low 75. Currently, it is 75 at WBOB.
Hey, Matt's on hold and a few others. I want to be fair to them. So, Matt, I know you're listening. I want to be able, if you just hold just for a couple brief seconds here, I want to be able to get to some of the concerns. I've got a lot of emails here, people going, hey, I saw what happened on Friday in Virginia Beach. Why are people owning all of these guns? Why do they have all the easy access? Another mass shooting out there, and none of you guys are talking about dealing with the situation. So here's a question I'd like to ask you at 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. It's kind of a trick question, but I'm already getting the emails this morning to somehow, they're trying to make a similarity between, they're saying, why should you own an AR-15? Why does this individual was able to have clips that can hold more than 9 bullets? Why was he able to purchase 245s out there? When you hear that as a result of why this shooting took place on Friday, what question would you ask? What statement would you make? I kind of have my own statement, but nobody cares about mine. I care about yours. 831-0600. So I'm already getting emails from the left this morning about those issues. What question, what point would you make it with what took place with the shooting at Virginia Beach on Friday or other shootings? Like to hear your view. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.